Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. I'm going to do a special episode for one of my biggest supporters. We're entitling this Food Safety Series, and we're going to be discussing invasive pantry pests. So in this episode, I'm going to give you tips to help not only your residential but your commercial clients are protecting their homes and businesses from invasive pantry pests. Pantry pest is a most unimaginative moniker for insects that like to hang out in pantries, also known by the name stored product pest. These insects have an insatiable appetite for the dried and processed food products that are stored in businesses and homes. They can include flour, cereal, powdered milk, pasta, dry pet food, cornstarch, crackers, spices, bread, birdseed, dried nuts, fruit, and many, many more. Pantry pests can breed almost continuously as they tend to live inside the food products they thrive on. They can produce several generations over the course of a single year. Let's touch on some common pantry pests found in homes or businesses. Pantry pests include a variety of insects, the most common of which is the Indian meal moth, the sawtooth drain beetle, the flower beetle, weevils, and the cigarette beetle are the most common found in kitchens and homes. The following will detail these various types of pantry pests. Some may be asking, what is an Indian meal moth? In an odd twist of fate, Indian meal moths are probably the most common pests the average homeowner doesn't know by name. Also known as weevil moth, pantry moth, flower moth, or grain moth, the Indian meal moth is one of the most commonly reported pests of stored grains in the United States of America. Even when compared to other household pests and other type of moths, this insect is unstoppable once it's considered your client's pantry, its very own home sweet home. Common pantry foods are far more vulnerable than might otherwise be expected because the larvae of the Indian meal moth can easily eat through plastic and cardboard. Sealing stored food in plastic bags and boxes is really not much protection against these voracious pests. They are cosmopolitan insects that prefer tropical climates, but they are found all over the world, except Antarctica. This moth is by far the most common and destructive stored food pest found in the United States today. They do all their damage during their larva stages because it is at this stage in their development that they eat every second they are alive. These moths lay eggs on or near food to ensure the larvae will have something to eat the moment they hatch. These insects can easily eat through cardboard and soft plastic, as I mentioned before. Only airtight, hard plastic containers can keep these stored food pests from infesting stored grains. Here's a tip for homeowners. Homeowners should watch out for crumbs accumulating in a pantry, as they can attract pantry pests. Indian meal morts are also more mobile than other pest invaders. This translates into the most disturbing realization that just because you once saw them around your pantry and now you don't, doesn't mean you no longer have an infestation. To my PMPs, educate your homeowners and commercial clients they still need help with pest management and pest control strategies. But even us experts do not have an easy road ahead of them, as Indian meal moths have developed biological resistance to various pest control measures. In their own horrible way, Indian meal moths have actually out-evolved modern science. There are a variety of beetles that can make their way into a residence and pantry, but the most common are saw-toothed grain beetles, flower and confused flower beetles, cigarette beetles, and various types of weevils. Let's touch base on a few. Let's start with the red flower beetle and the confused flower beetle. Even though they are two entirely different species, they are so similar that the confused flower beetle was so named because it is often confused with its red flower cousin. Without the aid of a magnifying glass, which I highly recommend all techs carry daily, it is difficult to tell the two apart. The red flower beetle is of Australian origin and is found worldwide in warm climates, but it can survive the winter months in homes where central heating provides protection from the cold. The confused flower beetle originated in Africa, and its distribution occurs mostly in colder climates. Both species attack stored grain products in homes and grocery stores. These include flour, cereal, crackers, beans, spices, pasta, cake mix, dried pet food, dried flowers, chocolate, nuts, seeds, and even dried museum specimens. On to the saw-toothed grain beetle. These pantry pests are known to attack almost any dry food under the sun, but they are most likely to be found in cereal products such as flour, cake mix, cornmeal, macaroni, and other pantry products such as bread, dried fruits, nuts, chocolate, and dry pet food. Like other species of pantry pests, it is the larvae that cause the damage and contamination of food. It is the adult insect, however, that is most encountered by humans, as they are known to gain access to cardboard boxes and soft plastic packages. The cigarette beetle is known all over the modern world and is found especially wherever dry tobacco in the form of leaves, cigars, cigarettes, or chewing tobacco is stored. These pests have caused severe economic loss to many businesses, including flour mills, bakeries, pet food factories, cereal manufacturing centers, etc. In addition to being the most damaging pest of stored tobacco, the cigarette beetle is a major invader and destroyer of many stored food products kept in kitchen cabinets, pantries, and other areas. These insect invaders evoke disgust and anger to all who find them ruining products purchased with hard-earned money. Just when homeowners might think that other items in their home might be safe, they discover that these destructive pests infest non-food products as well. Some of these products include dried floral arrangements, potpourri, decorative grapevine wreaths, prescription drugs and pills, furniture, and bookbinding paste. Integrated Pest Management, IPM, are solutions often implemented to control these infestations for homes. Weevils. These small reddish-brown beetles, known for their elongated snouts, are often found in kitchen cupboards and pantries. Unlike beetles that live and feed on foods, weevils live and feed inside the food. In an average residence, weevils can be brought in on packaged products or they can enter from outside. Once inside, they multiply rapidly and can quickly destroy stored food items if they are not controlled by pest specialists. Let me talk about a few prevention tips for your clients to guard against these pantry pests. Many do-it-yourself types don't understand. Eliminating pantry pests from your business or residence can be a difficult task and is usually not accomplished without the backing of your local professional pest control and pest management experts. See, the major problem is finding the source of the infestation because these insects naturally blend in with their environment, making them difficult to identify. Preventing them in your residential and commercial accounts is the best way to deal with these stored product pests. Consider the following tips that I put together for your clients' awareness. Number one, store dry food in airtight containers. One way to minimize the risk of pantry pest infestations is to ensure that all food products are stored in airtight containers and that your pantry or cupboards are kept clean and free of food that may be left open or not closed properly. This prevents any existing pests from contaminating newer products. Remove dry pantry food and bulk foods from original containers and store them instead in tight-fitting containers. Also, don't forget to clean old containers before filling them with fresh food. Number two, do not store old and new products together. Never combine older and new dry food products unless you're absolutely sure both products are pest-free. This is because if the older food materials are infested, the newer ones will be soon. Number three, avoid buying damaged food boxes of any kind. When food shopping, do not purchase boxes that already look damaged and inspect all bags, boxes prior to purchasing to ensure that they are securely sealed. In addition to that, be wary when purchasing specialty items such as international foods, holiday specialty items, example, matzo bread, cornmeal, etc. These types of products often sit on store shelves longer than staple food items and are highly susceptible to grain pest infestations. Number four, always check expiration dates on food in your pantries. Periodic checks on food in the pantry will help to organize older items that might have lost their way to the dining room table. Dispose of any food that is past its expiration date and has been stored for a long period of time. Number five, add bay leaves to canisters and packages throughout your pantry. This herb deters pantry pests in general because its aroma is pungent and distasteful to most stored food pests. Place whole bay leaves on countertops, under cabinets, and appliances around trash cans and along baseboards. 6, be careful when buying bulk food items, grains, spices, rice, dry pet food, bird seed, and other products often sold in bulk are particularly vulnerable to pantry pest infestations. Beware of moths or beetles seen on shelves or flying in the air when walking down store aisles. These are true indicators of an infestation. 7, clean pantry shelves regularly. Removing the small bits of food that pantry pests thrive on helps to eliminate their food source. As an extra safety measure, wash the shelves, walls, and corners thoroughly before returning any items to the pantry. 8, keep food storage units dry at all times. This is very important because moisture attracts pantry pests. Homeowners should keep food storage areas dry via a fan or dehumidifier. 9, pesticides are not recommended for pantry pest control. The application of bleach, ammonia, or pesticides will not prevent an infestation and can be dangerous if they accidentally come in contact with foods. 10, call for pest control professional help. The problem with pantry pest infestations is that they're usually bigger and more complex than the average do-it-yourself person can handle. So calling your local pest control company is the best option. I want to talk about professional pest management services. The first action a highly trained technician will take will be to locate the source of the infestation. Effective pest control and pest management solutions begins at this very point. This process can be very complex, as in order to resolve the problem, all the eggs, larvae, and adults infesting your home or establishment must be found and eliminated. Based on the findings, pest control experts will implement a unique treatment plan that will both eliminate the current infestation and prevent future problems with pantry pests within your client's home or business. I'm going to leave you guys off with a few more interesting facts about pantry pests. Indian meal moths. Indian meal moths can generate 9 generations in 12 months. This is why pest control experts must be notified as soon as an infestation is discovered. The Indian meal moth can produce up to 300 eggs from a single breeding. This is a staggering amount, especially when considering that adult moths typically only live long enough to mate and lay eggs. Pantry pests gain way into your home in one of two ways. These invaders can either find their way on their own, or the hapless homeowner can unknowingly bring them in. Keeping these pests out starts in the grocery store, where items are purchased. Never buy a package that is ripped or torn or contains food that is expired. Again, they can be inside your food long before they are seen. Pantry pests can be invisible to the naked eye, both as larvae and adults. This translates into a most disgusting possibility. Due to the fact that these insects look so familiar to the food they love to eat, it is possible that an unknowing human could mistakenly ingest some of these insects. The best way to avoid that is to cycle the food in your pantry. Eat the older items first. Store all pantry products in hard plastic containers and keep the pantry clean and dry at all times. Adult female sawtooth grain beetles are prolific breeders. These insects can deposit up to 400 eggs over a lifespan that may be as long as 2 years. For this reason, the early intervention by pest control and pest management specialists is a vitally important move for homeowners and businesses to make. The names weevil indicate the plant they can be found on. While not always the case, in most instances, their names reveals what they can be found. Red palm weevils feed on types of palm trees, and vine weevils are often found on ornamental and container plants. They are considered to be major garden pests. The list goes on and on and on. Several species of weevils can fly. Unlike most of their beetle relatives, some weevil species, particularly the red palm weevil, can fly. Scientists have observed adults flying more than 1/2 mile per day in search of feeding and mating locations. My final fun fact, weevils do not feed on processed food products. This highlights a significant difference between beetles and weevils. Weevils often feed on cornmeal, whole grain, seeds, or beans. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Podcast. I hope that helps you out. I want to thank everyone that's been following us on Instagram, sharing the podcast and sharing our pages. Go subscribe on YouTube, and we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.